Paul?
Go ahead, Paul.
Question. The question is, how do I convince my wife I am a transition man, along with resolving her internal feelings of inadequacy by both myself and my parents? Our parents are both very different.
I'm sorry, I got the first part of the question. How do you convince your wife you're a transition man? I didn't get what you said after that. I didn't understand what you said after that.
Along with resolving her internal feelings of inadequacy by both myself and my parents.
I still don't understand what that means. I hear all the words, I just don't understand what that means. She has a sense of inadequacy?
Yeah, I mean, she just feels like she feels inadequate by, like, she'll never measure up.
One of the biggest challenges in a marriage, period, any marriage, is gratitude, appreciation. I mean, when people come to me, I would say that one of the top three problems in most marital situations is that somebody's feeling taken for granted. Somebody's feeling unappreciated. Why is that such a big problem in marriages? Well, there's lots of reasons, but one of them is that there is an inherent challenge with gratitude in marriage because there is an inverse relationship between frequency and appreciation. What that means is that the more frequent something occurs in our life, the less likely we are to appreciate it. For example, the rising and the setting of the sun, the beat of your heart, right? These are things that are jugular in your life. If we were to step back and be introspective, you should have enormous appreciation for these things. But my guess is that an average day, an average week, an average month goes by, an average year goes by, the vast majority of us don't even acknowledge the miracle of the rising and the setting of the sun, how crucial it is to our existence, or the regular beat of our heart. Why? Because the frequency of it numbs us to the gratitude that we would otherwise have. On the other hand, if a stranger came into our life and performed some random act of kindness that never happened before, it would grab our attention. We would notice it, and we'd be so sure to thank them, to make sure they felt appreciated, to write a thank you note, etc. The irony is that if that wonderful person who did that wonderful deed became our husband or wife, and they did that repeatedly over the next 20 years, we would probably once again become numb to what it was they were doing, and they would feel unappreciated because we weren't being grateful. And so marriage, of course, is a highly frequent experience. In fact, I was just giving a speech the other night at family celebration for my son, and I was talking about the consistency, the regularity that is demanded in a successful marriage is comparable to the consistency and the regularity that's demanded of only one other relationship in our entire existence. And that is our relationship with God. Every other relationship in our life does not demand the kind of daily attention that our relationship with God or the relationship with our husband or wife does. Every other relationship waxes and wanes. There are times when you're in, there are times when you're out. There are times when you're called on, there are times when you're not. There are times when you have to be there, there's times when you're absent. Even the relationship with a child, by the way, which is regular and daily in its demands for the first, let's say, 18 years, eventually changes, and we don't play that kind of role in our child's life anymore once they grow up. But in a marriage, it requires daily attention. So too, parenthetically, in our relationship with God. It's the only two relationships that we have on earth that are like that. Every other relationship is incomparable. And so since there is this frequency, we get numb to the qualities of our spouse and the things that they do. And as a result, sometimes people end up feeling unappreciated, taken for granted, or, getting back to your question, Paul, they feel a sense of inadequacy. And one of the reasons, and now I'm connecting the dots between what I just developed and your question, one of the reasons they sometimes feel a sense of inadequacy is because they feel they're not pleasing you. They feel they're not meeting up. They feel that you notice everything they do wrong, but you never notice what they do right. So, let me offer you a solution to this dilemma. The solution is a gratitude journal. Get yourself a yellow pad or a nice leather-bound binder. Label it your marriage gratitude journal. Every single day, take a minute and date it. And then make some entries. Take a minute to reflect on your spouse, on your marriage, and note things that warrant your appreciation that you might otherwise not have noticed, and write them down. And that will create a discipline for you that will essentially assure that you don't take it for granted. And I'll just give you an example of a similar type discipline that I have in my life. Every single morning, without fail, the very, very, very first thing I do when I open my eyes in the morning, before I roll over and touch my wife, before I hit the snooze button, before I throw off the covers, before I throw my legs around the over the bed, the very first thing I do is I say a very short but meaningful prayer in appreciation to God that I woke up. And it's an amazing thing that I woke up. I mean, there's an ancient teaching which says that when you're asleep, you're actually 1/60th dead. And it's God who wakes us. Now, let's be honest. You know, when we go to sleep tonight, not everybody's going to wake up in the morning. So if we do, that's cause for appreciation. We should recognize it. I would never recognize it. The frequency of awakening would numb me to the miracle, the fact that I woke up, unless I had that discipline. A gratitude journal is that kind of discipline in a marriage, where essentially you have a structure that does not allow you to take your husband or wife for granted. And then, after you make those notations, then you need to take the next step, because by the way, what that'll do is that will ensure that you're appreciative, but it will not ensure that your spouse feels appreciated. Right? I once had a session, a man who said that he, you know, wasn't appreciated by his wife. He does this, he does that, and she doesn't notice anything. And so I said, okay, let me speak to your wife. She comes in. I said, what's going on? She said, I don't even know why we're here. I love my husband. He's the greatest thing ever. He does this, does that. He has this quality, he has that quality. Fascinating, right? How could it be that there's a man who feels totally taken for granted and a woman who feels that her husband is the greatest thing since sliced bread? It could happen. Why? Because just because you feel appreciative doesn't mean your spouse feels appreciated. You have to express it. You have to communicate it. You have to let them know. And so that's the next thing to do after you make a note in your gratitude journal, is in some way, shape, or form to communicate at least one of your entries to your husband or wife. So not only are you more appreciative, but they are feeling appreciated. And my guess, Paul, is if you make a discipline out of that over time, it will make some sort of dent in your wife's sense of inadequacy.
Yeah.
Is that helpful? Did I answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, I have been taking those steps, and that was a great answer. The one thing that I've certainly been struggling with is she has that exact feeling. She's receiving that feeling from my parents, who we see very often, and I want to talk to them about it, but I've had...
It's you mean she feels with them that they feel she's inadequate?
Yes. Yeah,
So don't see them so much.
We do see them a lot.
Don't see them so much.
Yeah. We could do that.
Don't misunderstand. I'm not telling you, God forbid, to not have a relationship with your parents. You have a responsibility. There's many reasons why you should have a healthy relationship with your parents. But
yeah.
Right now, you're in this program, which means your marriage is on the rocks, and you need to put it first. And if you're wife's relationship with your parents is that serious of an issue that you're bringing it up on this call, then you should probably, in the short term anyway, tone down the relationship that your family has with your parents out of consideration for your wife. And then you can return to that and try to rebuild it, but you first need to rebuild your relationship with your wife.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you.
You're very welcome.